Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Following the Will Fellows. I'm your host, Raven Hayward, and today I'm joined by Lee Jeffries, a current senior studying Mejo and Sports Admin. She's a fourth-year Will Fellows and excited to share her journey with us thus far. Lee, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Raven.
Of course, and it's full circle moment because you're also a social media manager with me, and you've been one since your freshman year, I believe, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so now you're actually being interviewed instead of doing the interviews. So to get us started, where are you from and what brought you to Carolina?
I'm from Durham, North Carolina, which is about 20 minutes away from Chapel Hill. I originally didn't think I was going to go to school so close to home, but then once I kind of started exploring different career paths, I found out I would be interested in journalism. I knew that UNC had a really good program with the Hussman School. And then, you know, with different scholarships like Will Fellows and the Pogue Scholarship, I just knew that UNC was going to be the best opportunity for me.
Yeah, and it seems like you have made the most out of your opportunity here, which leads us into the next question, which is how did you choose to spend your Will Fellows funds and why?
So at first, I had no idea how I was going to use my funds. I remember freshman, sophomore year, people, you know, had kind of figured out how they were going to spend theirs, and I was still clueless. But then last summer, I ended up going to Paris for the 2024 Summer Olympics, and I went with the Hussman School. I was one of 20 students to go, and that experience was just incredible. We were each assigned to different broadcasts or different stations nearby. I was with two radio stations, and then we were kind of just producing our own stories, our own assignments each day, attending events and finding athletes with connections to Raleigh, Durham, or Chapel Hill. And it was just an incredible experience and opportunity that I feel like definitely helped me develop as a journalist and just as a person in general, getting the opportunity to study abroad. And yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like an amazing experience, especially just being at the Olympics and in Paris. I know not a lot of college students can say that they had that experience. So definitely something that's really impressive to put on your resume and just add to your life experience in general. So going off of that, do you have any advice for finding internships abroad or just in general that align with your interests?
Yeah, so like I said, I was really concerned about kind of what would be the right path for me and what would help me develop the most, both personally and professionally. And I would say just like reaching out to your professors, leveraging the connections you already have either through your classes or your clubs or just other opportunities and seeing what they're doing and how you can get involved. Because if it hadn't been for a class I took and a professor I met, I would have never had that opportunity to go to Paris and have that experience. So I would say just like reaching out to people and seeing, you know, what they have going on and kind of where you can fit into that.
And I think that's really good advice. And also, I know that you mentioning all the scholarships and the programs that you're a part of. I know you're also part of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated organization, and you helped find one of the organizations that they have within the sports admin or just sports club in general. If you want to talk more about that, but do you have any advice on balancing extracurricular life and academics at Carolina?
Yes. So as you know, we're both part of the Light on the Hill Scholarship, and then my sorority and one of my friends founded the Empowering Women at Sports at Carolina Club, and I currently serve as the media and journalism chair. And so it can become, you know, a lot trying to get involved in all the different ways you can and really just like leave your mark on the university. But I would say my best advice is to just kind of take it day by day. You have to prioritize what you have going on each day in particular and just figure out, you know, how you can really manage your time and leverage the time that you do have to get it all done. So I would say for me, it's really just essential that I'm really intentional with my time and that I truly just take things day by day.
That's really good advice, especially you mentioning being intentional with your time. In these 4 years, everyone tells us that it goes by really fast. So just trying to make the most of it and wanting to explore different opportunities, but also not overextending yourself and giving yourself grace. So that was a really good answer. So the last question that I have is, if you had to offer one piece of advice for incoming Will Fellows or UNC students in general, what would that be?
Yeah, so like you said, it really does go by fast. I can't believe I'm a senior and, you know, I'm on the other side of the podcast this time doing my final interview. But I would say, throughout your 4 years, that it's okay to say no to different opportunities or to leave certain opportunities to find bigger and better ones. You know, you want to be involved, you want to take on all these different things that you can. And so, but one thing I've learned is, you know, the opportunities and the clubs I was involved with my freshman year, it's okay to kind of say goodbye to some of those so that you can join other stuff and kind of make room since time is so limited. So I would say just being able to say no so that you can find bigger and better.
That's really good, and that even go along goes along with making sure that you're setting boundaries for yourself. And like I said earlier, just not overextending yourself, because in order to be the best, you have to make sure that you're first the best yourself before you can pour into other people. So thank you so much for that. Thank you for joining us on another episode of Following the Fellows. If you like this episode, be watching out for the next one in the Will Fellows newsletter. Make sure to follow us at Honors Carolina on Instagram and read more about our program at honorscarolina.unc.edu. Lee, thank you so much for joining us on the show again. And listeners, we'll see you next time.